Hi, this is Bob, and today I have an interview with the Black Mariah. The Black Mariah has released their third and best album to date, entitled Desert Hymns and Funeral Grins. This album is one you'll come back to again and again. They're embarking on a tour that is sure to leave your town ablaze. And here is my interview with the Black Mariah. Hello, my...
How you doing?
Doing great. I wanted to thank you for taking time to speak with me today.
Well, I appreciate you helping us spread the word. So, yeah, likewise.
I wanted to ask you, how did the recording process go for you? Was a lot of this album recorded in your homes, or was this all done in the studio?
It was in my studio, yeah. Actually... we've been here now about 4 years. We got some property out in Eureka, Texas. So I've got a studio I'm building, always working on. So it's kind of a one room building here on the property. So we did it here at Wooden Horse Studios, pretty much the band studio.
That's great. I wanted to ask you as well as goes, did you guys do the mix and mastering as well?
No, we used Cole Marshall. He's actually up in upstate New York somewhere. He used to live in Dallas. He did the Absu Terra album, Merciful Fate 9, and a lot of other things. So we've actually used him way in the past in a different project. And yeah, once we were done recording everything, it was like, okay, we got to let someone else get a hold of this, because you know, you had your head so deep in it for 2 years.
Right.
You gotta have someone else's ears to. So I'm not just spinning my wheels, basically. So, and he's a great engineer. So, we shipped out to him, and yeah.
The sound is amazing, and
and
the thing I like the most about the album is the track presentation. The flow is very good.
Nice. Yeah, that's always important for us, because always kind of building a landscape or just a long story. So all the details are, you know, very important for the flow and the presentation of the album.
Yeah, I think that one of the main things about the album that is great is that it's so immersive, and the feel that you get from track to track is almost seamless.
Yeah, definitely. Nice, nice. We tried to tie them together, some crossfades and things, like some of the wind tracks kind of bleed from track to track. And yeah, that's kind of something. I wouldn't say every album I've done has been programmatic like that, or concept, if you will. But I mean, an album in its essence should, you know, you don't want to have 10 songs that don't have anything to do with each other. That would sound like a compilation or something. So.
Well, you know, believe it or not, with a lot of the new stuff that I'm hearing, that talent has faded. And it's so nice to hear an album that is this immersive and has this great flow. I wanted to ask you what your opinions are on the way things have become through time. You know, I'm an older guy, so I went to the store, I bought an album, I listened to it cover to cover, and that's how I listen today. I can't stand taking tracks and making a track list. To me, you lose the whole essence of the album. You worked as hard on track one as you did on track five.
Right. Yeah, it just seems like today everyone's attention deficit disorder or whatever, you know. Songs are getting shorter, attention spans getting shorter. You know, you got 10 seconds to get someone's attention or you're lost. So I'm definitely old school that way too. I prefer to listen to a whole album rather than just jumping around band to band, track to track. But, you know, people don't have time for that anymore, seems like.
I know, it's just crazy. I was asking you, I wanted to know what song was the most challenging for you?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I was talking about the brass parts.
Yeah,
the songs that had brass definitely had the most work that needed to be done, because I don't know if you So did that all that not get take that when the phone dropped out? Should I just start over with all that whole story?
You can continue with the brass parts. I got that much, and then the rest of the drop.
Okay, yeah, gotcha. Yeah, so yeah, like I said, we went to a different studio to get those sessions done, and we got some players that yeah, I got some session brass players that basically read the score that I wrote out for them, and we had a full day in the studio. Well, not even a full day, a few hours really, and they picked up the parts, and we just kind of got through those sessions. So that was Endless Prairie, Echo of Hooves, and The Devil's Grin. They all had brass parts. And yeah, so that th those were the maybe most challenging as far as, I mean, each song had its challenge, I suppose, in its own right, but going to multiple studios, you know, that added to it for
Sure.
sure.
And speaking on that, I wanted to ask you, you briefly touched on your musical development. I wanted to ask you, at what age did you begin? And how, what steps you took to hone your skills
Right.
as a musician and a studio man?
Yeah, so about around, I think it was 12 in school we started. I started with trumpet and cornet, and that's where I learned to read music. Don't do as much reading, except when I got into those brass sessions, I had to, you know, kick off the dust of the reading music and writing actually scoring for other instruments. But yeah, so pretty early on, I knew trumpet wasn't for me, so I picked up the bass guitar and the electric guitar around 14. So did that. I actually studied classical guitar in high school, and then in college went on to study classical guitar and composition, and went to a couple schools here in Texas. And then when I graduated, I spent a year in Brussels, Belgium, at the Conservatory of Brussels, and I learned
Wow.
yeah, I did a lot of studying of orchestration and composition there, and that was definitely an eye-opener, just a different world coming from Texas and getting to study in Brussels. It was really, really interesting seeing basically the past of 400 years of music, where it came from. And yeah, it was a really good experience to learn there.
Sure, and I remember, I mean, I only took theory classes in high school. And learning to transpose was an absolute nightmare for me because I'm like, oh my
Yeah.
God, all these instruments only have these main notes? Are you kidding me?
Exactly. Yeah, and that was
And
kind of it was a crash course, because I basically went into the studio with the brass players, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I wrote this in concert pitch and C. We're gonna have to kind of fight through this transposition, because the trombone's like a fourth up from C, and the trumpet player was a half step down. Whew. Yeah, I was sweating at that, because I didn't work out all the parts in their scales and in their not concert pitch, but in their keys. So yeah, it was it's a lot to take on.
yeah, I had to do a just a four-piece composition, and it kicked my ass.
What
You
was your
know, I'm not gonna
instrument?
lie. You
Yeah.
know, especially being in high school and I was just learning, you know, to play guitar, and I'm like, are you kidding me? These instruments are just a different world of fucked up.
Oh yeah. And if you're doing the four part harmony, you got a lot of rules. You do a power chord, you've already broken the rule with the parallel
Yeah,
fifth. So
right.
yeah.
Another thing I wanted to touch on the album is the album artwork and the artist that was involved.
Oh yes, I Potra. We found this guy. He's in Indonesia. And he did a lot of artwork for us on the previous album on Road Agents of the Blast Furnace. And yeah, we called on him to do the cover for this, and he's been great. We just kind of, the singer is the one that has direct contact, but we kind of talk about the kind of sketch we want. He'll do like a real quick sketch, we'll make a couple adjustments, and then a week later he'll come back with like almost the finished product. And yeah, he's been
Wow.
amazing for the for devil for Desert Hymns and Funeral Grins, we wanted to depict the Fort Worth stockyards. So that cover is based off of the Fort Worth stockyards from the late 1800s. So it's not an exact, so it's but it's close, and it's just kind of our twisted vision of that area.
And I also wanted to ask you, how did we get to here? How did the band start? And you've made strides between the last album to this album, and I wanted to know, was the site more than expanding, but a purposeful goal to evolve?
Yeah, I mean, definitely you don't want to stay the same, or evolve is one way to look at it. The album actually started in 2020. We had a tour set up with Possessed, Pestilence, and we were the support band on tour. And 3 days before it started, we had to cancel because, COVID was just crashing down. Pestilence couldn't even leave the country, couldn't leave the Netherlands to get to. I think they were going to Mexico first and then the US, but yeah, they couldn't get out. And it was just, we were, 2 weeks out, we're like, oh boy, is this a problem? And, closer and closer. And 3 days before we were to start it, we had to cancel it. So the second that happened, we were just like, oh boy, we didn't really have, we had maybe like one song written, but that wasn't really in the cards right then. We were about to be touring for another month or two.
Sure.
But once that happened and everything went like to lockdown, we started working on new tracks, and initially we wanted to just do a cover song and an original kind of inspired from the cover, just so we could release some tracks while everything was happening. And we started recording, and the label was kind of like, well, don't do that, just go ahead and make a full album. So the process was a little bit different than the normal process for an album for us. The mood and the feel was a little different. I mean, me personally, I'm a repair tech. I work on keyboards and synthesizers and electric pianos, and the band hasn't really used a lot of keys in the past, but now that everything was upside down and I was working alone at home, emailing tracks to people back and forth, we just had a lot more room to experiment, if you will, and try different textures. So yeah, it's definitely got way more layers. The previous album, Road Agents, was intended to be like a fast-paced journey across the blast furnace. Yeah, that album was intended to be almost nonstop, 200 BPM, just flying, as opposed to this album where we actually did three cover tunes on the album and just really try to change things up just because of the situation we were in and everyone, the whole world was in. So,
And
yeah.
I can attest that the guys in Pestilence are a great bunch of guys then.
Pestilence and Death was the first concert I ever saw when I was 14. So I was like, oh my God, I'm about to go on tour with one of my freaking first bands I fell in love with. So yeah, it was a crusher. So you've talked with them personally. That's awesome.
Yeah, and they're a great bunch of guys. Really
Yeah,
are.
we I mean, we've been talking with them just for getting the tour ready, so that was really cool. But obviously we didn't meet them because they're over in the Netherlands, so that was unfortunate. But maybe there's always the future.
Also, and go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to ask, we haven't announced the third or the direct support for the Possessed tour. I don't know when this podcast is going to be released. So, but it's
Within a week, I'll have it out there.
okay. Well, I can already say it's not Pestilence. So, unfortunately, they're not coming to do the tour on this Possessed tour. But we haven't made the band that's coming with us. We can't announce them quite yet because they're contractually doing other things, so we just can't announce them yet.
I also wanted to ask you when we spoke about your musical development, I wanted to ask you, what's the best advice you've been given along your musical journey?
Oh man, that's a lot. One thing is don't ignore the metronome. You got a click is your, I mean, it's tedious, but you working with a click will make you infinitely better as a musician. So other than just keep practicing, that's probably the best one. It's the best way to get over stage fright, to get over studio blocks is, just make sure and practice a lot.
And speaking on that, I also wanted to ask you, what's the best way to get merchandise?
Our website, theblackmariah.com. We've got everything there. We sold out of our vinyl for Road Agents of the Blast Furnace, but I just got a new stock of about 30 of them. And we got the splatter, red and white splatter vinyl. It's a gatefold double record for the second album. So that we're going to restock the website here in the next couple of days. But that's where, if you're in North America, if you're in Europe, Falter Records Germany, that's who our record label is. And yeah, the shipping's way cheaper if you're in Europe to get it directly from them. So in North America, go to blackmariah.com. If you're in Europe, the rest of the world, it's, I mean, I tried to send some CDs down to Peru last week and it was like $30 to send a CD. I'm like, oh
Wow.
man, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I
And it's,
know, when I get stuff overseas, like, Sweden's got a lot of good stuff and Finland, and I try to get together with friends and do it all together.
Oh, that's a good idea. Get a one box or something. Yeah, I can't even imagine how much it cost the record label to ship our vinyl because that box was heavy. It must have been 60 pounds all the way from Germany. But
But it's cheaper than 20 packages individually sent. So
oh
I try,
yeah.
I just get together and, hey, I'm getting this. You interested? Let's do it together. Let's
That's
save a
awesome.
buck or two,
Where are you? Are you up north? Where are you at?
I'm Massillon, Ohio.
Ohio, nice. You were you anywhere near East Palestine?
No, it's about an hour. It's about an hour to 2 hours south.
Man. Did you smell or see any of that explosion? That was horrible.
Other than on TV, it did not.
Oh
But
man.
I just say in the news, it's amazing. I mean, this would make a great metal album, this story, because EPA down there telling everybody, "Hey, look, I'll drink the water." And all
Like
this
that.
shit, and these people are dying. I mean,
It's horrible.
even the crews that were out there, they didn't give them any protection to clean up that shit.
Yeah.
And now all the rail workers are sick.
What, I don't know what they were thinking. They just decided to set it on fire, I guess.
But the train rear-ended another one is basically what happened.
Wow.
Yeah, they just totally botched up
The
the
schedule
schedule
or something.
and all that stuff, and somehow tracks didn't switch when they were supposed to, and one
Most
ran.
has. Oh. Well, man, I hope it doesn't affect you. That's horrible.
It's they say that the residual could be hit six states,
Yeah.
as far as the water supply.
That's
And God
oof.
only knows how many three-eyed cows we're gonna see now.
Right. Texas. Damn.
I also
That's
wanted to
awful.
ask you, what can fans look for next? You got a tour coming up, and that will you be going back and working on material, or maybe a video or something in the future for the fans?
Well, right now we're getting ready for the tour. That's, oh man, it's been 3 years in the making, so that's definitely our focus. We shot two videos for the album already, and yeah, we've got plans for the third, but it probably won't happen till after the tour. And we want to do it out kind of in a desert-like area, so We might even wait till after summer because I don't know. I don't want to kill all of us going out into the desert in 110 filming a video.
Sure.
It might be more authentic that way, but we might wait till September or October to do that. But then, yeah, I mean, we're hopefully working on some more tours for the rest of the year, and I'm sure we'll be in the writing phase by early next year at the latest. So, ideas are always coming. It's just a matter of what the schedule's looking like, what we can do next.
And I wanted to also ask you, Texas has had some amazing bands. I wanted to ask you if you could speak on the music scene in your area right now.
Oh yeah. I live about an hour 30 from Dallas, a little bit south of it, but that's where I grew up, in the Dallas area. And it's been weird. Like, over the years, metal has been like, it was strong in the 80s and early 90s, and then it just kind of completely died down. But then it's been coming back slowly and slowly. And now that I live kind of out of town, I'm not in the downtown area very often, but when I go to shows, I'm really impressed with Dallas, with the amount of people that are coming out for shows, and then the bands that are coming up. Yeah, man, it's good to see that a whole nother wave of, or another generation of bands are popping up. The whole state, really, but Dallas for sure. It's been good.
Every time I hear the word Dallas, I think of Pantera doing the intro for the Dallas Stars.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they still play them at the Stars games.
Do they really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And then at the Rangers games too, at the ballpark, they'll do the walk. When there's a walk, they'll play walk.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So it's good to
Because
hear Dimes music blaring through the PA system still. It's good
Yeah,
to
I'm
hear
so
that.
sad that that happened in Columbus because they used to come to Ohio all the time under the name Cowboys from Hell and play local clubs here.
Yeah, that was a tragedy. That's just, oof. Man, so just a handful of people in the world to fucking ruin things for everyone.
Sure.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Lastly, I wanted to ask you, if you could give any message to your fans, what would that message be?
Oh man, we just appreciate the support and look forward to seeing them on this amazing tour we're doing, and dying to get over to Europe to spread our audio plague to the masses there too. So just basically that we appreciate their support, and we got more coming for them.
And speaking of the tour, I wanted to ask you, will you also be doing any kind of or maybe you have done it and I missed it, but a release show?
We haven't actually done a CD release show. The thing with our band is we're pretty spread out. We're actually living in three different states. Our guitar player's up in Kansas, our drummer's in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Singer's about an hour west of Dallas, and bass player's way out in the country too. So we're probably going to do a CD release show before the tour, just a warm up and everything. We haven't had a show since our Nunslaughter tour ended last, I guess that was October. So we
Wow.
kind of took it. Yeah, we took the holidays off. Everyone went and saw family and all that stuff, but we're rehearsing again. We had rehearsal just this weekend with just the string members, and we had a full rehearsal 2 weeks ago. Yeah, we're just slowly ramping back up, but yeah, we probably will have a CD release show, but it's not booked yet. But we better hurry up and book it because this tour is coming up quick. So
Yeah.
the first show of the tour might be our CD release show.
Hey, that's all right. And
If
will you anticipate doing the entire album?
no, for the Possessed tour, we're only going to get half an hour to 35 minutes. So it's going to be a whirlwind to get, we're going to play new material, but we got two other albums we want to,
Sure.
present to the. So we're gonna be doing as much as we can in as little time as we get. So probably three or four songs off the new album. It just depends on how fast we play. Play everything even faster so we can play more.
Well, I wanted to take time to thank you for releasing an amazing album. And,
Thank you, man. I
you know,
appreciate it.
I think that this band is growing, evolving, and I can't wait to hear what the next one's gonna sound like, because if you don't buy into this, there's something wrong, because there's nothing more I like than seeing a band grow and show that their diversity as a band. Not many bands can pull off the AC/DC thing and make it last.
Right, definitely not.
And that's a testament to, I think Malcolm is the most underrated rhythm guitarist on the planet.
Oh yeah. I've heard that a couple times. I'm like, you know what? They're all solid players. That's the drummer is. I mean, he's not showy, but man, he can just drive the song, that's for sure.
Yeah, sure. And I think they've been the brunt of too many jokes of the three chord song. But you know what?
Sure.
If you can take that three chord song and sell 10 million albums,
Yeah. They're laughing all the way to the bank.
sure, more power to you, And the stuff is as good today as it was 20 years ago.
Oh, it's iconic. It's definitely, you hear it 2 seconds of an AC/DC song, you know what's coming, you know who it is.
Yeah.
It's great.
But yeah, I wanted to thank you for taking time to speak with me. I enjoy the journey. I love the album. And
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that.
please feel free to update me with any new news, especially when the tour dates come. I'd
Yeah.
love to get them out there for people to see and to become involved in. And hopefully, you can hit Ohio.
Well, spoiler alert, Cleveland is definitely on the list. So
Great.
we're gonna, fingers crossed, we're releasing the dates tomorrow. Where the last date is the one that's been giving us a bit of a hold up, but we're working on it and we should be announcing tomorrow.
Great. And once you get started, I look forward to talking to you about them dates, and especially talking about the date in Ohio, so I can get out there and get a everyone here involved, because I think you'll love it here. This is a great rock and roll town.
Yeah, we were trying our hardest when we were touring with Nunslaughter to get an Ohio date, but it just didn't happen. So we're definitely
And them
still
boys are
due.
from Cleveland. Yeah, so
We had a great time with those guys, and yeah, I'll tour with them in a heartbeat. They're great.
yeah. Yeah, and a great live act as well.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We got to watch them, I don't know how many times, but it never got old. They were great. I mean, it was an exciting show every time.
If there's an award for 7-inch releases, they would.
Merch table was quite impressive.
Yes, I think they have 102 7-inch releases.
Wow.
Yeah, if you go through the catalog, it's impressive, and the stuff
Nice.
good.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
There's no filler in their stuff.
No, definitely not. Well,
But
man, if
yeah,
you
thank
give me a link, send me a link to whenever this is going to be released. We'll share it with everyone and
great.
we'll spread the news.
Yeah, it'll take me a few days. I'll piece this all together and make it real nice and clean for us.
Awesome. Awesome, man.
And
Thanks for
you
Go ahead.
and you definitely keep updated with me. And like I say, I'd love to talk to you and promote the tour as well.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Like I said, we're gonna announce, should be announcing those dates, and then let me look at the calendar here. I think in a week or two we can have, oh no, you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think in a week or so we can announce the direct support band. So yeah, the dates should be announced tomorrow, and then the support will be announced shortly thereafter. And then we can, yeah, we'll be going hard on the promotion for it for all the cities.
Great. And I'm glad to help. Like I say, I'm all in. I love this album from top to bottom.
Man, I appreciate that, Bob. Appreciate that a lot.
And you have a great rest of your night, my friend.
Sounds good, buddy. Send me
All
that
right.
link and we'll share the podcast.
All right, we'll do it. Cheers.
Cheers. Bye.
I'd like to thank you for listening to today's podcast. You can sponsor the podcast. Just click that button and you can be a member of the family. And remember, come see me for a fix.